Today, the U.S. Senate considers a bill to permanently ban taxes on high-speed internet access. Yesterday, President Bush came out in support of the measure, saying the ban would help spread broadband to all corners of the country. Opponents, some of them Republicans, say this could potentially be a problem for local government. One person fighting the permanent ban on internet access taxes is Republican Senator Lamar Alexander. He's a former governor and claims that the tax ban amounts to an unfunded mandate against states that are strapped for cash. And Senator Alexander of Tennessee joins us now by phone from the Senate floor. Good of you to be with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You were once governor of Tennessee, so you know how federal rules affect local governments. What's at stake here?
Well, I do. Well, here's what's going on. Nothing used to make me madder than when a United States senator would pass an expensive bill, take credit for it, and then send me the bill when I was governor of Tennessee. And that's what's happening here. The Senate is saying, let's give a big subsidy to high-speed internet access, but then they're sending the bill to state and local governments. And what I'm saying is, if we think high-speed internet access needs such a subsidy, we should pay for it here. I mean, this is a country where people like to make local decisions, and they don't like Washington congressmen, you know, sending them expensive orders.
Well, I'm confused. How is this cost the states money?
Well, because the Congress is only talking about state and local taxes, and states have a sales tax which applies to all transactions. That would include your hookup to your internet service provider, just as it does to your telephone company or to your cable company. The states have business taxes. The states collect about $18 billion a year today on telephone services. In California, it's $1 billion. Senator Feinstein has said that there are 120 of her cities in California who would have 5 to 15% of their budgets knocked out if the federal government tells cities in California it can't collect taxes on telephone calls made over the internet.
So this is this new service that's coming out and being provided by internet companies. So that would take away money, I see, from that taxation. President Bush, though, claims that the tax ban would help spread high-speed internet access to millions of low-wage Americans and all kinds of Americans. What's wrong with that?
Well, I hate to disagree with the president, but I don't think that's right. High-speed internet access is the fastest-growing technology in America today. It's being accepted more rapidly than cell phones or VCRs ever were. A quarter of Americans have it in their homes. Half of Americans have it in their offices. It's delivered from the sky by satellite, from cable, by the phone company. And now in Manassas, Virginia, even your electric company will deliver it to you for $25 a month. They give it away free in LaGrange, Georgia, and only half the people take it. So I don't see any need of spending more tax dollars to give a subsidy to that industry when it's already doing so well. If we do need to do it, we should use Governor Bush's own plan when he was governor. In 1999, Texas said the first $25 you spend on high-speed internet access is tax-exempt. The governors have asked the Congress to pass that kind of plan for the country. That would be a little bit of a cost to state and local governments, but nothing like the big subsidy that's coming through here right now.
Editorial today, the Wall Street Journal said your bill would clear the way for a Pandora's box of internet taxes. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree with that. I think states can make that decision themselves. You know, it's odd for conservatives and Republicans to be to be for having the federal government tell state and local governments what to do. President Reagan, the Republican Congress in 1995, all encouraged and finally passed a law against these unfunded federal mandates. So we have governors, we have mayors. We shouldn't send them expensive ideas and then make them worry about raising the local property tax, or in Tennessee and Texas and Florida, passing a new state income tax because we've cut out a big source of their permissible state revenues.
Some would say it's a little strange for conservatives and Republicans to be talking about more taxes.
Well, conservatives and Republicans should be talking, number one, about states' rights and federalism. That's what I'm talking about. And number two, about a free market. A free market means the government doesn't intervene. And when the government intervenes by giving a big subsidy to one industry, high-speed internet access, it's interfering with the free market. That's what they do in Japan, not the United States. So I think I've got the conservative position.
Senator Alexander, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
All right, sir.
Lamar Alexander, a Republican senator for Tennessee, he served as governor in that state from 1979 to 1987.